Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just 8 days before Election Day, CBS News is the first to obtain a federal bulletin that assesses threat actors are likely to leverage claims of election fraud to drive 2024 general election-related violence. It comes to light as threats to the election appear to be underway.
Analysts poring over this open-source material say some online have also threatened to intimidate voters or election staff through surveillance of election infrastructure or personnel. And some of these online users have also promoted methods of sabotaging ballot drop boxes. All of this as ballot boxes in Oregon and Washington were set on fire early Monday morning. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
Vice President Harris has spent the day making multiple stops in Michigan and tells supporters in Ann Arbor.
Now is the time to get out the vote, Michigan. Now is the time.
The Trump campaign is working to distance itself from controversial comments a comedian made about Puerto Rico at its New York City rally last night. CBS's Major Garrett says there is growing blowback from the comments. He says Trump running mate J.D. Vance is voicing his outrage over the outrage.
What offends people on the left or center left, they find offensive themselves, and they rally Americans to say, we're too snowflakey, we're too sensitive, and we can't win in the world, we can't win on a global stage if we're so sensitive. We need to be tougher, we need to be more aggressive. That is part and parcel of the Trump message, has been for a very long time. Vance echoes that.
Our Peter King reports on where some of the hurricane recovery misinformation is coming from these days.
Now, a U.S. official says some of that deliberate misinformation is coming from Russian, Chinese, and Cuban operatives. Some posts say the U.S. was denying Americans much-needed hurricane relief with the money going to Ukraine. The government says not true. A Russian state-owned news agency posted a picture of Disney World's Magic Kingdom completely flooded, something that never happened.
Over the weekend, U.S. and Israeli negotiators met in Doha to discuss the prospect of a ceasefire deal in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says it's not clear whether Hamas will come to the table after the death of leader Yahya Sinwar.
Whether the new leadership will have a new position based on either their own assessments of the situation or based on the changing facts since then, we don't know.
A Fraser Christmas tree from Hurricane Helene damaged western North Carolina will go on display in the Blue Room of the White House this Christmas. The evergreen has been chosen from the Kartner's Christmas Tree Farm in Newland, some 70 miles northeast of Asheville. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal. After Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury, running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it's speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. $1. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps fall out of the 70s in the morning to the 50s by evening. It's 60 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Insha Raman. We're going to talk about crime, public safety, policing and immigration, and what voters in Wisconsin really want.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. There is so much going on right now. Donald Trump having his Nazi rally. Well, that was what one of his speakers described it as. So, you know, welcome to the Nazi rally. Well, of course. Amazing stuff. Yeah. And, of course, Jeff Bezos killed the Kamala Harris endorsement over at the Washington Post after the billionaire oligarch who owns the Los Angeles Times did the same thing. Democracy dies in their wallets. What happens when oligarchs buy the news? We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, the dark racist takeaways from the Madison Square Garden rally. And a new Elon Musk super PAC ad is calling Kamala Harris the big ol' C word. Say what? And in the second hour of our program, Brian Hansberry is going to drop by, the radical plan to subvert our freedoms, and Trump's plot to unleash the military on Americans exposed. And is there an uptick in chatter about civil war? Let's see what the Department of Homeland Security has to say about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, our old buddy Dr. Justin Frank, the psychiatrist, MD, is going to drop by and talk with us about the psychology of Donald Trump and perhaps most importantly, his followers. Also, both Elon Musk and J.D. Vance say they want to cut Social Security to balance the budget. It's like this two Santa Clauses have come back to bite, right? We'll talk about that in the third hour. And Leonardo DiCaprio speaks out about the election over on Instagram. I want to share that clip with you. So we've got a lot to cover today. I want to start out with, a little bit of history here. Democracy dies in their wallets when oligarchs buy the news is the headline over at HartmanReport.com. And, you know, I start out by pointing out that on Friday, I canceled my subscription to The Washington Post. The big mistake that John D. Rockefeller made back in the day, now we're talking the late 1800s, the big mistake that he made, that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk appear committed to not repeating, was his failure to buy a media outlet like a newspaper. Had John D. done that, American history might be very different. See, by 1880, Rockefeller owned basically 90% of the entire oil industry in the United States. He owned 4,000 pipelines, 4,000 miles of pipelines. He had over 100,000 employees. He was absolutely ruthless. He destroyed any kind of labor movement within his companies. He ruthlessly drove up prices, destroyed his competitors, threw workers out of a job. Public outrage was huge. I mean, just absolutely huge. In 1887, the president of the United States, Grover Cleveland, came out and said in his State of the Union address, quote, "As we view the achievements of aggregated capital, we discover the existence of trusts, combinations, and monopolies, while the citizen is struggling far in the rear or is trampled to death beneath an iron heel." Corporations, which should be the carefully restrained creatures of the law and the servants of the people, are fast becoming the people's masters. That same year, Ohio sued John Rockefeller, saying that he was operating Standard Oil of Ohio in ways that were destructive to both the state and its residents. In 1892, the Ohio Supreme Court ordered his company dissolved, which kind of threw this to the federal. Well, what happened was then Rockefeller moved his company to New Jersey. He said, what state will change their corporation laws so what I'm doing will still remain legal? New Jersey said, we will. And boom, off he went. I wrote a book about that, Unequal Protection, How Corporations Became People. But in 1890, Ohio was pissed, as was the country. The whole country was furious with these guys. And the important point about the whole country being furious about them is that it was independent newspapers, hundreds of independent newspapers, and the so-called, back then called, muckraking journalists, what today we call them investigative journalists, who were exposing the wretched excesses of the morbidly rich of that of the America's first Gilded Age, the 1880 to 1900. So in 1890, Ohio Senator John Sherman introduced and saw passed into law the Sherman Antitrust Act, which made it an imprisonable felony to operate a trust. So, you know, in violation of the antitrust laws. It didn't get enforced until 1906, when the progressive Teddy Roosevelt administration filed an antitrust action and broke up the company, Standard Oil. In fact, the breakup finally happened in 1911. The Supreme Court said, okay, this is fine with us, under progressive Republican President William Howard Taft. And, you know, that they broke up Standard Oil into 34 separate companies, and much like the breakup of AT&T by Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, it led to an explosion of competition and actually a dramatic increase in shareholder value. But back to Jeff Bezos and his 2013 purchase of the Washington Post. As I noted, it was reporters and editors for the hundreds of independent newspapers that, during the first Gilded Age, led to the antitrust laws. And, I mean, this was, like, you know, arguably a good thing, right? The robber barons, they called them back then, were feathering their own nests at the expense of the American public. The law was so, that antitrust law was so rigorously enforced that in the 1960s, there were two shoe companies, Kinney and Buster Brown. These two shoe companies wanted to merge, and the Supreme Court blocked that merger on antitrust ground basis because the combined two companies would control 5% of the shoe market. Well, today, I mean, you know, we've got probably 100 companies that control more than 20% of whatever industry they're in. And we've got virtually every industry is controlled, you know, 80% of every industry in America of any consequence is controlled by five or fewer companies. I mean, this is monopoly. And it's all in now, it's because in 1983, Ronald Reagan ordered the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Department of Justice to stop enforcing the antitrust laws, which led to that explosion in the 1980s that we refer to as the merger and acquisition mania, the M&A mania, and the masters of the universe, the M&A artists, you know, Michael Milken, you know, greed is good, said the famous movie. All the result of Ronald Reagan saying, we're not going to enforce the antitrust laws anymore. Well, now you've got a Biden administration that is actually, for the first time since the 1980s, enforcing the antitrust laws. They just, you know, they're going after Google right now. They're going after Amazon. And Jeff Bezos, of course, wants more contracts, more government contracts for his Blue Origin spaceship company. But, you know, the federal government, the Biden administration, have actually filed a lawsuit against Amazon for monopolistic behavior. So, gee, Jeff Bezos is unhappy. He wants Donald Trump instead. And then you got Elon Musk, you know, another billionaire oligarch who's apparently taking orders from Vladimir Putin. He's fighting numerous government efforts to regulate his companies. And his companies, by the way, Elon Musk is as rich as he is because In 2010, Barack Obama bailed out Tesla with a $465 million loan, and NASA is now pouring hundreds of millions of dollars a year into SpaceX. But Tesla is taking a lawsuit to the Supreme Court saying that the right to unionize is unconstitutional, the Wagner Act, the NLRB, in fact. The SEC is investigating Musk's acquisition of Twitter, along with two Russian oligarchs and the Saudis. The FCC recently turned down SpaceX's request for Starlink to get $800 million in rural broadband funds. The EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is suing Tesla over alleged racial harassment. The FAA is in conflict with SpaceX over launch licensing and environmental reviews. The EPA has fined SpaceX for water-related violations. You're starting to get why Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk would be supporting Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has just said, hey, support me and I'll do whatever you want. Screw the people. To hell with the American people. I'm here for the billionaires, says Donald Trump. You know, we took on the super rich, the morbidly rich, with success in the 1880s, 1890s, and early 1900s. And now we're in America's second gilded age, and today's billionaires are richer than Rockefeller's wildest dreams, and we find ourselves at a similar crossroads. Is it okay, for example, for billionaires to own media properties they can then use to manipulate politics and government agencies to amplify their business interests? Or that five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court have ruled that our morbidly rich plutocrats can own judges and politicians? You know, at some point, America is going to have to confront its oligarch problem. And the sooner the later, frankly, if we don't want darkness to entirely subsume our democracy. You can find that over at HartmanReport.com, by the way, if you'd like the details or the links or you want to share it with your friends. The dark racist takeaways from the Madison Square Garden rally in just a moment. Stay with us. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. Back with you in just a moment. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah, 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe you think about your friends and family and how happy you are to have them. Maybe it's a tough moment in life right now, and it feels a little hard to be grateful. There is, however, one thing in life we don't often show enough gratitude for. Ourselves. We've all made it through a lot, and even when it feels like we don't have much to show for it, we still have ourselves. So here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including you. A great way to give yourself some thanks is to invest in your own well-being. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least three-quarters of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms. They're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. Now Bezos buys ink, takes truth in hand. It's a new gilded age, same old play where freedom fades and the wealthy sway. Democracy dies in the wallet so deep, where truth's just a product they buy and keep. From headlines to pipelines, control runs high and they hold the power while we wonder why. Elon owns Twitter. Each billionaire carbon. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So here's, you know, we've heard kind of intimations that Donald Trump and Mike Johnson are planning a little scheme to try to get the Supreme Court to throw the election, to say, oh, this election is so contested and there's so many claims of fraud and whatnot, that we're going to throw the election to the House of Representatives, where Mike Johnson will oversee a process that will put Donald Trump in the White House. And we've got a little video clip here of Donald Trump essentially confessing to that at his Nazi rally last night, where he says he's talking to Mike Johnson, who was there, and he's saying, you know, Mike and I have a little secret. Check this out.
And I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House, right? Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over.
Right. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over. Amazing. Elon Musk was there. He changed the font on his Make America Great Again hat to the Nazi font. I mean, the old German script, right, with the the fancy letters and everything. I forget the name of it, but he literally did that. We had people, you know, some of the MAGA, the speakers that preceded Trump. People waited 2 hours for Trump, and during that 2 hours, there was this whole parade of speakers. In fact, the very first speaker was a comedian whose name I'm not going to mention because I know that, you know, probably that would be something he would absolutely love. But this guy is pathetic. He said, Latinos, quote, love making babies. There's no pulling out. They come inside just like they do to our country. I mean, that's, you know, not only a disgusting joke, it's just racist. He said, there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. I think it's called Puerto Rico. What a bum. Yeah, right. And then a radio host got up and said, Hillary Clinton, what a sick son of a bitch. The whole effing party, a bunch of degenerates, low lives, Jew haters and low lives, every one of them. And then Tucker Carlson goes on and says speaking of Kamala Harris, as the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor to ever be elected president, she's not that impressive. Right. Trump said that he was going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 that would allow him to direct the military to go house to house in America. And if you protest, if you don't want them coming into your house to look for illegal aliens, they can shoot you. That's what Trump promised at the rally. He also promised he was going to lower corporate tax rates for businesses, which, again, another reason why all these billionaires are signing up. Hulk Hogan showed up and ripped his shirt open. Melania Trump, you know, Donald obviously told her, hey, you know, if I lose this election, I'm going to go to jail and you're going to lose billions of dollars. So she got up on the stage. It was a safe space for Trump, this rally. But the question, did he commit political suicide? I mean, there's 400,000 people of Puerto Rican ancestry who are U.S. citizens registered to vote in Pennsylvania. Was this rally political suicide? There was no effort to reach out to the middle, to reach out to Democrats. I mean, you got Kamala Harris running around the country with Liz Cheney, for God's sake. And here's Trump tripling down on literally on Nazism. I think this rally is ultimately, at the end of the day, is going to have hurt him more than helped him. But, you know, we'll see. There's a bizarre new Elon Musk ad out, Elon Musk's super PAC, about Kamala Harris calling her the C word. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is 27 minutes past the hour. You're not going to believe this thing from Musk. Stay with us.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief, after incendiary devices were ignited near ballot boxes in two cities, investigators are following leads which they hope will bring them a suspect. CBS News Justice reporter Nicole Skanga.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning that threat actors are likely to leverage claims of election fraud to drive violence before and after Election Day, and that a contested or close election is likely to heighten the U.S. threat environment.
The Trump rally at Madison Square Garden was overshadowed by an opening act's offensive remarks. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance.
We have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm so over it.
U.S. and Israeli negotiators met to discuss a ceasefire. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
I think the results over the next few weeks will determine whether there has been a change in their posture.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a stray shower or two with south winds on the breezy side. Temperatures holding steady in the upper 50s. On your Tuesday, partly sunny skies, gusty south to southwest winds. Highs will top out near 80 degrees. It's 60 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app. Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil,
gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Bass the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shequamagon Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
In the breeze. Why is Trump praising Hitler? What's the game he's playing? Ignoring all the suffering, the hatred he's relaying. Staring in the mirror. Kelly won the nation.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and this is incredible. Elon Musk increasingly behaves, in my mind, I mean, I'm just, you know, just observing the guy. I don't know him personally. And in fact, I'm not even sure I know anybody who knows him. I probably do, but behaving like a teenager, like you know, arrested development, stunted growth. The guy who was an illegal alien when he came to the United States, when his first money as an illegal alien. This guy from South Africa, from apartheid South Africa, is now paying for a television ad that is just bizarre, and it's like adolescent. I mean, you know, like suggesting, well, you can see for yourself. Here it is.
Warning, this ad contains multiple instances of the C word. Viewer discretion is advised. Kamala Harris is a C word. You heard that right. A big old C word. In fact, all of the other C words think she's the biggest C word of them all. That's right, she's a tax-hiking, regulation-loving, gun-grabbing communist. And the worst part, she's proud of it. Kamala Harris, the C word America simply can't afford. Yeah. See you nationwide.
There you go. I mean, this is pathetic. I can't come up with a different word. I mean, that's just pathetic. It's even beyond disgusting. It's pathetic. All right, what's on your mind today? Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I think Donald Trump's big appeal to people after, you know, two election cycles, they are cruel. They enjoy being cruel, and it's psychological sadism. The other part is the reason I think Trump tells all these lies. He enjoys basically messing with folks' minds, and he knows they're in a quandary over all the stuff he says, and he gets satisfaction and enjoyment out of this kind of emotional cruelty.
I think you're right.
And what do you think? And I think that's the same thing that drove all the allegedly normal good Germans back in World War II to do the heinous things in the Einsatzgruppen and the concentration camps, the pogroms. And, you know, I think Eichmann got satisfaction out of knowing he was, you know, doing the railway lines to put millions of people to their deaths.
Yeah, Goebbels certainly did. And the comparison between him and Stephen Miller is downright creepy. But yeah, I get it. In fact, we'll be discussing that with Dr. Justin Frank in the third hour of the program today. So
most excellent, and I'll let you get to the other people calling in. Thank you.
Kindly, Brad. Nice to hear from you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Before I get to my topic here, I just want to mention that I spent this weekend with our congressional candidate, Josh Riley, and we're working on getting the vote out. Meanwhile, our opponent was in Madison Square Garden at a Nazi rally. So I only want to... I, what I want to just get and tell everyone, we got to keep the metal, the pedal to the metal right up until election day. Now, having said that, at my site, nbribes.com, I've listed links to all 50 states for the Medicare Savings Program. There's a lot to explain with this, but basically the best way I can put it is whenever you tell people, well, gee, if you don't earn enough money, that may be the only time you might want to have a Medicare Advantage program. This solves that problem.
Okay, and, tell me about it.
Okay, what it is, it's quite large as far as what it will do, but basically all depends upon which state you're in.
So this is a federal program that's administered by the states?
Yes.
Okay.
And also depends upon how well your governor wants to provide you with items. Our governor is doing a great job with this. And the best way I can put it is the program designed to help people with limited income pay for their Medicare costs.
Right.
And if you look at my site, I don't know if you've gone to it, I can explain it there, but I can't explain it in a few seconds. And if you go to any of the links in your state, you'll find out where you need to contact somebody, but you need to contact someone locally.
Nbribes.com is your site.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and right there. Let's see. Visit the stores. Oh, the Medicare Savings Program. Yeah, it helps eligible individuals pay for Medicare Part A and Part B premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and co-payments. Wow.
Yes, and part of the reason why I'm kind of pushing it now, even though we're in the middle of the election, is some people may need to do it during the open enrollment, even though it's a program that goes on all year. And because it's all different for all different states, you know, it's difficult to explain what could possibly happen on each state, okay?
Right. Right, but this is basically for low-income individuals. If you're basically living on Social Security, then this program will help pay for it. Because right now, you know, I'm not a low-income individual, so I don't qualify for this. But right now, my Medicare premium, which is I think $200-$300 a month, is taken out of my Social Security check every month.
Right,
and so this would replace that essentially. You'd have your state picking up the cost of your Medicare premium, and plus any co-pays and deductibles. And does this eliminate the need for a Medigap plan? Am I reading that right? Or does it vary from state to state or not?
It might if you're low enough income on this. And I'm not 100% certain that, again, this is one of these things where you have to look at your state and contact your local office, whatever they designate as a local office, and discuss it with them.
There's also a group, you've also got the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, S-H-I-P, SHIPHelp.org.
Yeah, I've seen some of that, yes.
Yeah, and these are people who are like Medicare counselors who can give you the straight scoop. Presumably they know about this too, so...
I believe so. I saw some of them. I didn't give links to them because I really don't know who they are. Yeah. And now that you've mentioned it, I wish maybe I had. Yeah. Okay, and maybe I'll investigate.
Well, why don't you look into that and report back to us next time you call?
Okay, sounds good. But I just want to get this out there. But we need to vote, but also we need to take care of our health.
Great. So if you want more information about this program that helps supplement your costs if you're over 65 and on Medicare, on real Medicare, this doesn't have anything to do with Medicare Advantage, which is private insurance, go to nbribes.com and you can see the links and all the details.
Also, let me mention that possibly during open enrollment, you may be able to switch from Medicare Advantage to this.
All the better. Ziggy, thank you. Thank you very much for that.
All right, you're
appreciate
welcome.
It. 43 minutes past the hour. Diego in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Hey, Diego, what a great name for a town.
Hey, great, Tom. No, my name is Diego, but I'm out of Cranberry, so.
Uh-huh. You are not in Cranberry?
No, I am in Cranberry, but my name is Diego, so just wanted to...
I said what a great name for a town. Sorry. So what's up, Diego?
Hey, yeah, so this is based on that... pretty much that MSG rally yesterday.
Madison Square Garden,
It offended me deeply. I got up. I'm a Puerto Rican American.
Mm-hmm.
I got up this morning with a sense of pain. It really hit my core, and I'll tell you why. you know, Tom, I carry my dad's last name, my father's last name, right? And I always wanted to represent that last name with pride. And it, I don't care what race I'm working with. And in my industry, what I do for a living, I work in the corporate finance area. And the reality is I deal with people with all walks of life, and I treat them equally. For me to hear this, to bastardize, part of my friend, but to bastardize our name, our nationality, our heritage, it's a terrible reflection on this country.
Yes.
This one really hurts. This is more than what it may seem on the surface. In their eyes, we all eat cats and dogs. That's pretty much the sum of it.
Yeah.
And there are other Puerto Rican Americans that are still voting for this thing, that this man, this ideology. And I just wanted to hear from them to say, why are you still voting for this person?
Yeah.
It's befuddling to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, Diego. I understand there's 400,000 people of Puerto Rican ancestry who are U.S. citizens eligible to vote in Pennsylvania, the state that you're living in right now. I'm wondering if you are seeing anything in the media or anything in the local media or anything in media that Puerto Ricans may consume. I don't know if there are newsletters, newspapers, radio stations, whatever, that suggest to you that this has actually got some legs, the outrage around these comments, or is it just going to be a one-day story?
I hope not, but I don't think it will. I think people will continue to bring this story up. I mean, it's all over social media right now. Everyone's blasting it, and it's become viral.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's unfortunate. But it's something that we're sort of used to. It's really disturbing.
Yeah, I get it. Diego, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Sharing your own personal stories, it's tough stuff to do on the radio in front of a million people, but God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People of the United States of America.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your phone.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a spooky edition of your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about a killer. A slow, steady, silent killer of your money. Most horror stories wait till the third act to reveal the monster, but let's just get it over with. Today, I'm talking about procrastination. Yep, thinking you can wait to invest or save money is one of the worst things you can do to it or for it or about it. I mean, look, we all put things off. But every year we wait to get started with investing and saving is a huge cost to our long-term financial plans. Because of the little effort, which I know can be hard, and a little help, you can take control of your money. And even keep away procrastination, the silent money killer. This is Carrie Joy saying, be safe out there and take good care.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen. How sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top, your dog's natural diet. That's why we love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just love this food. I've never seen anything like it. It's incredible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs unique, and dogs adults can or will vary. Text fees may apply. Hope and no fear. It's not just a game. It's a calculated plan to divide and deceive every woman and man. They aim for the heart, but the wounds are not crushed. When words become weapons, they shatter what's just. Weaponizing words. Tearing us apart. In every sentence they poison the heart. It's more than just names. It's control they crave. A democracy they bury. A nation enslaved. Weaponizing words. They're pushing the line. But truth doesn't die. No matter how hard they try. Back 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, God bless you and our free Democratic Republic. This is a brief note to Tucker Carlson and his ignorant bros. Mom's coming home and she's pissed. Mom's gonna kick dad's lying, cheating, philandering, grifting, stealing, hateful, evil, treasonous, fat, orange ass so bad. He won't set foot in our White House again. And if dad goes to live with his orange, fat-ass loving Vlad Putin to sell our top secrets and country out, mom's going to have that scumbag taken down. And the only thing we'll ever see again is his fat, orange, hairy ass sticking out of the ice and snow. So no one will ever think about terminating our beloved Constitution and free Democratic Republic again.
Well done, John. That's quite a rant. Thank you very much for that, John. Appreciate it. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was earlier this today, you were talking about the corporate tax rates. And one of the things that I remember before the Bell system breakup was the invention of the transistor, fiber optics, read relays, the Unix operating system, and believe it or not, the C programming language.
I remember all those things.
From Bell.
Came out of Bell Labs.
Book in the C language.
Yeah.
Yes, came from Bell Labs.
Yeah.
RCA had a similar lab called Sarnoff. Mm. That's where CMOS semiconductor logic came from.
Mm.
I believe IBM had a similar kind of thing, which is where hard drives came from.
Yep.
So corporations had a reason to invest in long-term, I guess you could say, risky things.
And it was because of high corporate income taxes, Bob. People don't understand this. These companies had these R&D divisions because they were tax write-offs. They were, you know, with the hope of future profits. But you're absolutely right. And now they don't, by and large. I mean, you know,
the future profits were some distance in the future. They were like maybe 5 years out.
Yep.
They weren't, you know, they weren't profits in the next quarter. That kind of thing. And,
yeah.
and they could spend a lot of money on the R&D part without showing any profit at all. But you're right. It was a tax write-off against their profits, which is
part of
what encouraged them to do it.
That's absolutely correct. And when Trump yesterday at his Nazi rally in Madison Square Garden said that if he became president, one of the first things he was going to do was lower the corporate income tax, even lower than it is right now, and it's absurdly low right now. What he was essentially saying is that he was going to end America's innovation binge, which has softened, frankly, you know, since the Reagan tax cuts for corporate taxes and the George W. Bush tax cuts for corporate taxes and the Donald Trump tax cuts for corporate taxes. Because high corporate taxes encourage companies to invest in R&D rather than just shoveling those profits into the pockets of their CEOs and top executives and shareholders.
Yeah, that's why they say that when I heard about that C word, I said, we've got to say something about the C language.
Or the C suite.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, no, I got
it.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
Thank you, Tom.
Excellent point, Bob. I mean, this is so important. Most Americans do not realize that the main reason we have a corporate income tax is not to raise revenue. It's to influence corporate behavior, to get corporations to do the right thing, to do what's good for their employees, to pay their employees better, because that's a tax-deductible expense, and to develop new and better products and help America become the innovation capital of the world, because that's a tax-deductible expense. And most Americans, never having run a business, have no idea. Bob, that was brilliant. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. On the other side of this break, Brian Hansberry is going to drop by. The radical plan to subvert our freedom. Stay tuned. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.